Hi, everyone, and welcome to Beats Research Radio, a podcast and YouTube channel dedicated to communicating science to the community. My name is Janice Spitzi, and I will be your host for today's episode. Today, we're with Charlotte Ndissa. She is a tech entrepreneur. She is also the co-founder of Base API, a remote identity verification software using AI-powered facial recognition. Charlotte is the first woman to win the African Prize of Engineering Award by the Royal Academy of Engineering, and she has been recognized as one of 80 African women advancing artificial intelligence in Africa and around the world. She is also the co-author of two books. There's the AI book published in 2020, and most recently, the Rising to the Top Volume 4 published this year. Welcome, Charlotte, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Janice. It's really a pleasure for me to be here. So, yeah.
Awesome. So, March 8th is International Women's Day. So, in March, we want to talk about women in tech, and I would love to talk about your new book that you were part of. So, you're the co-author of the book Rising to the Top, Volume 4, that was published earlier this year. Can you give us, can you talk to us a little bit about the purpose of the book?
I'm one of the co-authors, so I think we are more than even 13 co-authors of a book. It's just like a way to share our journey as a woman in engineering, not just in tech. So in the book, you read a lot about stories about different women, doctors, teachers, professors, people that are making some kind of move in the engineering space. So that book is definitely what I recommend to any woman in engineering or someone who's aspiring to work in the engineering space. So it was actually a nice experience for me to have that conversation and share my own journey in different way, because it's just like a way for you to have that kind of retrospection and think about like what you have done in the past. And even you go back to you talk about your family, everything around yourself that helped you to be where you are today. And I really had a great time thinking about that and writing that book with those amazing women. Yeah.
You said there's over 100 women that talk about their journeys and about themselves, their family, their experiences in engineering. Can you give us a little taste of what we're going to experience in your chapter of the book?
In my chapter, I talk about my journey. So I start when I was in Africa, what I study, and why I chose tech, what led me to that tech space. And then I share a bit about the transition from being a student in engineering to a tech entrepreneur, that transition and why building base and what I've learned through my journey, how I can advise people, it's basically a whole package about the whole journey about myself. And we had people to help us to write that book, because it's not really easy for us to, to have that kind of, if you never did that kind of autobiography before, it's a bit hard. So you need to have people to ask you some questions about yourself, and based on that, it's much easier for you to find a link and to provide that content. And like I said, it was really an amazing experience for me, and I know that a lot of people will like this. You'll be inspired not just by my story, but I've read a lot of stories of women are really inspired by what I've read, because they are PhD, they work in the engineering space, in AI, machine learning, in mathematics. There's so many areas that if you want to explore in the future, it's very good for you to have that book. And yeah, it's online, so you have definitely to order one and enjoy. Have a great time.
I actually already ordered the book when I was doing some research about it. Yeah, I was really excited to read it. So I already have ordered it. I'm very excited to get it. This is an amazing project. I think it's nice to make women feel empowered and then show their journey for other women and other women in engineering and in science, because it's we're not very, it's definitely better now, but we're not as represented as men are in that space. Why was being part of this project important to you?
Being part of a project wasn't important for me because my journey is a bit different, you know. I like to say that I'm a result of a formal education and informal education because I've been to university and I did a lot of online courses, you know, in data science. So I was like, okay, sharing my journey is, we help a lot of young people, young women, you know, like to be inspired. And as even as a woman in tech, in engineering, I know how the journey sometimes it can be tough when you are starting, you don't know how to position yourself. Mm-hmm. And really seeing about people that have done some way and they make some move is definitely like a good way. And I feel that I'm so happy and proud of myself for sharing that journey into in that book because it's going to to touch so many people around the world, right? And I feel really happy to see that I can inspire someone, I can help someone to decide that okay, today I just want to go into that tech, and because I've seen women that have done that, and tech is not about like it's not about gender, it's about skills, and I can even learn, I can be a self-learner. It's just about like what you really want to do in terms of in that space, because engineering space is big. There's a tech space is big too. So you need to know what you really want to do and focus on that, build your skills. And I'm so happy that I've shared what I've done and how I've done it. Yeah.
I think the way you're like representing yourself in the book and I think who you are as a person is going to be very inspirational to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, looking up to someone like that is very nice, seeing that it's doable and something you can do, I think can have a very big impact on a lot of people, especially younger girls. Mm-hmm. Charlotte, like you are very inspiring. You're the co-author of two books, this amazing book that came out this year, but also the other one, the AI book, I think it's called. You're the co-founder of Face API. You're the first woman to win the African Prize, like I mentioned, the African Prize of Engineering. And then you are also you're one of the 80 women advancing artificial intelligence in Africa and around the world. So you've done a lot. What keeps you so driven and so motivated to keep going and to always do more?
Actually, I like to say that I'm a dreamer, like most of young girls, right? So I like to achieve things I really wanted to do. And I know that when I started my journey in the tech space, and it's something, it's like, before I even have that move, I already think about that. I want to build a startup, you know. I want also to have that kind of journey. So, and then I was working on that, looking for opportunities, secure opportunities, and build that startup, right? And aside that, I knew that it's very important for me if I wanted to be an expert in that space, to build skills, right? Even I went to school, I was like, no, I don't want to stop, but I have to keep learning. So I was really like open, like, willing to learn. I was not scared to learn, to start things from scratch, you know. And, you know, all of this is just because you want to achieve what really matters to you. And what motivates me, let's say that I'm happy to see progress. When I look at where I was yesterday, where I am today, I feel like, okay, there's some kind of progress. I like to see that. And it helped me to keep moving. Also, I like to see that my work inspires so many women because in my journey, I've seen myself open a lot of doors, you know. Even being the first woman to win the Africa Prize was like amazing because the following year, we had a lot of women that applied for the Africa Prize, and three of them was finalists. You know, they were finalists, and it was amazing because what we have done, it opened more doors, and that's what you want to see. Not just open the door and move, but open the door and make sure that people keep. Women keep using that door, and that's what I've been doing. And it's motivated me a lot also to read sometimes feedback from young women. Okay, we heard about your story and we are really like inspired. We want to build our career in tech, help us, you know, it helps a lot. And I think my family also, they are really supporting. So I think having people to support you, friends, and can really help you in your journey. So I keep motivating you, yeah. So let's say that, yeah, that's what really helped me to keep moving. Even it's not always easy. So that's really tough, it's really hard, but we have a dream here. We have to keep pushing if you want to make like a change. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's very motivating the way you think. I love what you said, that you like to open the doors and keep them open for other women to come through and people like you to come through. You know, like I feel like you're the first, but hopefully not the last. And I think that's very, very inspiring to think about. What's your next adventure? Do you have any projects that you'd like to go to? Like, what's next for you in the future?
In the future, I think that I like what I do. I like solving problems. I like helping people. So I'm trying to be a product innovation specialist. So I'm still working on a software company or software project, helping people. So I will keep doing that. And definitely at some point, like I said before, we will build a new product that can really have like a real impact. But for now, I'm just focusing on helping other organizations to build or like a real software product that can solve like a real challenge in the local aspect.
So you're focusing on base API for now. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it. You're very inspiring. Thank you so much, Charlotte, for joining us today. Thank you to the Beats listener. Please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Beats Research. The radio is supported by the University of Ottawa, the Beats Research Lab, and the Department of Biochemistry, Immunology, and Microbiology at the University of Ottawa. We hope to see you again next week. Thank you again, Charlotte, for being with us.
You're welcome.